Now that we understand the concept of a kollel in a gematria, we can apply this to malchus in the world as well. So let's take, for example, a kingdom, right? So we're holding by Hanukkah. The topic of the day is Yavon, the Greek kingdom. So let's examine how a kingdom works when there was a king. In their kingdom, actually, being that it was a world conquest kind of kingdom, there were many different nations and different people, certainly after Alexander the Great went on his conquest of the world. And they didn't look the same, they didn't share cultures, they were quite diverse. And more than that, as is the nature of any kingdom, even the smaller countries, within each nation, there's always a different array of people, and each one is its own subculture. And every smaller subdivision of people, what happens is that you have a bunch of individuals, you have yechidim, and individuals lack power. They're not important, they don't have power, they don't have united force. The lack of unity makes each individual exactly that, an individual with no clout. And by definition, if a individual ventures out to a different country, so if a Greek subject were to venture out to a different country, but he has no identifying documents about him, so there's nothing identifying him as a Greek, so then wherever he is, that government, or whoever's there, would have no fear in taking advantage and robbing him and jailing him and treating him totally unlawfully, if not for his citizenship and his allegiance to the Greek throne. So the fact that the Greeks had a unified kingdom due to their acceptance of Alexander as king gave them unified strength. Now they were the Greek Yavani Empire, all under the rule of one king, and all their cultures combined to create a Greek culture and people. The fact that they subjected themselves to him allowed him to encompass them all and thereby give them a unique identity is what changed them. Unity imparts tremendous strength and wealth and power. Each individual citizen of the Greek kingdom now got the protection of the government, which they're a part of, because they're not just John or Joe, they're a Greek citizen, right? If another country attempts to imprison them unlawfully, they would have faced the wrath of the Greek Empire, who'll protect the citizens, right? And this is true, of course, with every nation and kingdom. We see this so acutely here in the United States as well. And this is true of Klal Yisrael as well. When there are a group of individuals, there's Reuven here and Shimon there, they don't have much importance or power as such, but when Hashem rules over them, and that unifies us, them, into a people, so they're not Reuven and Shimon, they're Jews, they're Yehudim. Through the rule of Hashem, through Malchus, they are now a different people. And again, we have to understand it in the concept of a kollel. It's an elevated force. It's a force above. It's the shulchan that unifies all the different parts and gives them a new identity. It gives them a new meaning. And it gives them power. It gives them tzura. That's the concept of malchus. The name that we as Yidden have is Yehudi, right? Yehudim, Yidden or Yehudim. The letter of Yehuda spell Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and a Dalet. And this indicates, the fact that we have Hashem's name in our name, this indicates that Hashem is the king of Klal Yisrael. Now, just as everyone who lives in the USA is called an American, and people who live in Greece are called Greeks, and people who live in Israel are called Israelis. So we live in Hashem's world, right? We are under the rule of Hashem, so we're called of Hashemites, so to speak, but Yehudim, which contain Hashem's name. And this is what we say in davening, V'shimcha ha'gadol v'ha'kadosh aleinu karasa. You put your name, your great and holy name upon us. And this is why Chazal say in Sanhedrin that anyone who slaps the face of a Jew, kol ha'soter lo yishal Yisrael, is as if they slapped the face of the Shekhinah, kilu sotar lo yishal Shekhinah. It's the same concept, just as when an American is taken hostage by an Arab terrorist, right? It's viewed as an attack on the whole of the USA. It's an attack against democracy, right? It's not just an attack on an individual guy. He stands for something. He's representing the Americans, and he's protected by the American kingdom. So likewise, someone who attacks a Jew is attacking a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because we are part of his kingdom. we're his subjects. And attacking a Jew is attacking Kadosh Baruch Hu and his kingdom directly. That's the power of Malchus.